Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I hope you were strapped in for that close, because things got weird. We had a split decision on the indices, tech waking up late, and energy. Well, energy just fell off a cliff.
Yeah, weird is putting it lightly. It was a tale of two markets today. You had the NASDAQ squeezing out a gain, up 0.2% thanks to a late bid in megacap tech. But look under the hood, it was messy. The Dow lost 0.6%, and breath was terrible. This wasn't a broad rally. It was a lifeboat drill into the big names.
Exactly. We saw the S&P 500 drift lower, but Tesla? Hitting all-time highs again. Meta? Up almost 1.5%. But you mentioned the carnage in energy. That sector was down 3%. What is driving that massive liquidation?
It's the geopolitical headline risk. Optimism is swelling around a potential Russia-Ukraine peace deal. The market is suddenly pricing in Russia returning to the global oil market, and crude futures collapsed. Oil settled at $55.29 a barrel. That is the lowest finish since early 2021. You saw Phillips 66 and Marathon Petroleum down nearly 5-7%. If you're long energy here, you are fighting a massive macro headwind.
Right, catching a falling knife there seems dangerous. And it wasn't just energy getting hit. Healthcare took a nosedive, too. Humana down 6%? What happened there?
Policy risk. NBC News reported the House won't vote to extend those Affordable Care Act subsidies. That basically guarantees they expire at year end. That crushed the insurers. And then you have Pfizer. Oh boy. Pfizer is becoming a classic value trap.
I saw that. Reaffirmed 25 guidance, but that 26 outlook came up short. Stock down over 3%.
It's worse than just the numbers. They are facing a patent cliff on Eliquis and Xeljanz, and the COVID revenue is evaporating. They're guiding for stagnant earnings in 26 while they ramp up R&D spending. Investors hate that combination. It's dead money until they prove the pipeline works.
Got it. Avoid the laggards. Let's pivot to what's actually working. We got the jobs report today. 64,000 adds versus 30,000 expected. A beat, but still tepid.
It was a Goldilocks-ish number. Better than the disaster in October, but not hot enough to stop the Fed from cutting. It keeps the easing narrative alive. But let's talk price action for tomorrow. The wave rider data is flagging a caution bullish signal. We are seeing rotation into defensive sectors like utilities and healthcare, despite the specific weakness in insurers. But the real juice is in the continuation setups in tech and data.
Okay, let's get tactical. What are the charts telling us for the next session? I'm seeing some strength in software.
Spot on. Look at MongoDB, ticker MDB. It stair-stepped higher all afternoon and held the bid into the close. Volume expanded at the end of the day. That is accumulation. If we get a pullback to 420 or 421, I'm looking for a push through 422.70. The target is 427 plus.
I like that setup. What about Palantir? It feels like everyone is watching PLTR.
For good reason. It's grinding higher. It held gains into the 1530 timeframe. We need it to hold above 187. If it breaks 188.50, we could see a run to 190. It's a leadership name right now.
Any plays outside of tech? Maybe something in industrials?
Yeah, two names. Carpenter Technology, ticker CRS, and Reliance, ticker RS. CRS pressed to session highs late with strong volume. If it holds 319, I want to see a breakout over 322.40. These are strong continuation breakouts. The momentum is real there.
So, the game plan is focus on the leader showing relative strength, ignore the broken charts and energy, and watch those key levels on the NASDAQ. If the Qs can break 613, we might run.
Precisely. But keep your head on a swivel. The VXX is stable, but participation is thin. Don't chase the open. Let the morning dip prove support, especially on names like Upbound Group, ticker UPB, which had a clean, higher high pattern. It's a stock picker's market right now.
Solid insight. We'll be watching that employment data fallout and the Fed chatter tomorrow. Thanks for the breakdown. Good luck out there, traders.